RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, well, with our somewhat Halloween-themed NCF now all wrapped up, the personal connection is going to fill our national airwaves these next 10 minutes, folks, and we're sponsored by HillocksSleep.com/care.
And a great mattress can make a world of difference in your life. It's why the sleep you get in a bed at a luxury hotel or resort or even a luxury cruise ship is so divine. Many of us are sleeping on old, worn-out mattresses. Well, we can change that for you this weekend and save you 25% in the process, as our team at HelixSleep.com/carry will deliver you top-quality luxury that's also very affordable.
You know, you're not going to get a better sleep than on a Helix mattress. Nobody wants those old, worn-out mattresses that Mary just talked about. Each mattress that Helix makes, it's made right here in the USA by a team of skilled manufacturers. And as a show fan, you're going to get free shipping plus 100-night risk-free trial. Sleep better, save 25%. I mean, come on, it's a win-win, right? You can do it this weekend at HelixSleep.com/carry, or just find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, we last interviewed Michael Zervos just over a year ago in September of 2024, and back then he had visited about 100 countries on his quest to break the Guinness World Record for the fastest human to visit 193 UN member countries and two observer states. The previous record was accomplished in 554 days. So how's he doing? Well, we are about to find out as we check in with Michael for today's personal connection.
Michael, Mary, and I welcome you back to America's number one travel radio show. How are you?
I am fantastic. Nice to talk.
Well, nice to talk with you again as well. You know, to add on to what Mary just said in your setup, this journey of yours began back on January 17th, 2024. You joined us on air to discuss it just over a year ago, having made it about, I think it was about 100 countries or so at the time we were talking about. There's good news to report on your progress, Michael. So go ahead and share with everyone an update on your travels and where things stand today on Saturday, October 18th.
Yeah, well, as of now, I am the Guinness World Record holder as the fastest human to travel to every country in the world. 499 days, 195 countries. You know, the news is still kind of sinking into me that this is all
just
unending.
Say that again. I mean, congratulations. I mean, you are the fastest. I mean, think about that. All the people that have walked this planet
in 499 days. I honestly cannot even imagine. I'm so glad to talk to you again today. We both are. Again, hearty congratulations. And we do have a number of new radio stations since you were last on. So I think we should refresh everyone on the two parts of this project, which you called Project Cosmos with a K. The first was to set the world record, which clearly you did. Again, congrats. But the other piece of this, I think, is really very powerful on this journey. So talk about what you were doing with locals and people that you were meeting.
Yeah, thank you for asking about that. But the world record part was really a challenge to myself, and I wanted to prove that I could do it. And I think challenges can refine us and make us better people. But the other part of it was that in every country, I would ask everyone I met one single question. It was, what is the happiest moment of your life? And I received thousands and thousands of stories, and really, many of them changed my life.
I just love this part, and I've been on your Instagram page, and I've listened to some of these stories, and it's so heartwarming, and I want to dig a little deeper. Last time you were on, you'd hit about 100 countries, as Robert said, and we asked you kind of what were some of the answers, and you at that time said you were finding that a lot of people talked about education, a lot of people, particularly dads, talked about experiencing their firstborn child, just so many great stories. What touched you, or what really kind of stands out for you? Because this is really part of your legacy from gathering all of these human happiness stories.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things that I've learned over the course of the trip. I think from a fundamental level of the interconnectivity of humanity, even how desperate in distance that we can be, but also have such similar stories. But also, you know, often we're looking at each other with lenses of a lens that differentiates when we should be looking at each other with a lens that brings us together. And then sometimes we look at each other and we compress each other's experiences into one monolith when we really should be looking at each other differently and celebrating those differences. And I think what I've tried to do is to collect stories and the breadth of human experience through happiness to showcase how exciting life can be and how diverse life is, and also the paradox of the similarities of human experience of happiness, too.
No matter where they are in the world. Yeah, well put.
Precisely, yeah.
You know, to do some simple math with you here, Michael, I mean, I love to play with numbers. You know, 195 countries, 499 days. You know, that factors out to about 2.5 countries a day. So you were literally on the road, in the air, on a boat, a bus, whatever it's going to be, some form of transportation every single day. I mean, we just said earlier, I mean, we congratulate you so much because this is a major accomplishment, not something I'm sure that anyone can truly appreciate until they try to do it themselves and realize just how difficult it was. But, you know, I know you had sponsors that helped you. I want you to talk about, you know, what it was like traveling every day for 499 days and staying healthy, too.
Right, yeah. So when you do that math, it does average out that way. But, you know, you factor in some of the microstates and maybe places like the Vatican and maybe San Marino and Liechtenstein. And, you know, there are places that maybe I'm spending a little less time in. And places that I'm spending a lot more time in. And yeah, certainly travel, the actual time in the air or on the buses or literally walking across borders, like in the case of Wagha from India to Pakistan. You know, there's a lot of travel time, but I was very thankful that I had a very strong support system of people who believed in me, who I would be constantly in communication with them. I also had maybe some practice with the mental fortitude aspect of this, is that, you know, I've worked in the film industry for 14, almost 15 years. And, you know, I kind of looked at it in terms of a film project where you plan as much as you can. Sometimes things go wrong. You have contingencies. And then, you know, you execute. And you always have this vision at the very end of something that's going to come from it. So you celebrate those small wins, the magic that happens in the moment. But also you have your sights set on the final goal. And I think that's what motivated me. But the stories themselves, I think those were key to waking me up in the morning with a smile on my face and wanting to go do it every day.
And keep you going, yeah. So I know from your chronicles that you really enjoyed Malaysia, particularly from a culinary standpoint. Can you talk about maybe a couple of other countries, Michael, that surprised you, whether maybe you weren't expecting the locals to be as friendly or maybe the food wowed you or just something that really kind of stood out for you?
Oh, I could answer this question for every single country. My philosophy was that I would try to go into countries with a sense of childlike wonderment. So I tried not to research too much. I tried not to encumber myself with too much media, too much worry about certain circumstances that were happening outside of, you know, making sure that my safety was taken care of. But it would allow me to come in and look at things with fresh eyes. So everything was always defying a very low expectation in my mind when I was going into, you know, countries like Cuba. This is a very good example. You know, this is a very impoverished country, but what I love about this country is that you will walk down the street and instead of people being people behind walls and gates and behind technology and like creating their material wealth is put in front of them in order to hide them away from community. Community is all they have. So they're sitting on their stoops. They're sitting on the porches, smoking cigars, drinking rum, talking, singing, dancing.
Yeah. And engaging.
It's hard to find that in places.
It's very difficult to find that these days in particular.
We have a Monday through Friday daily feature we do on this, and I just did something for next week.
Everyone's on their technology.
It's exactly enough. I mean, nobody engages anymore. Mm. But, you know, we've got about a minute and a half left with you as I look at the clock right now. And, you know, something that I recall discussing with you last time we spoke, I want to get an update on, because you knew at some point, at least you said you did, that someone else would come along and likely break this record, all right? But you're going to have the legacy of thousands of stories from every country with you. So do you still feel as strongly about that today as you did then? And talk about what it all means to you and how you've put that together.
Well, I did some of this trip for me and perhaps me alone. I don't want to inspire people to travel the world the fastest they possibly can. That was kind of a challenge I did for myself. I hope that, you know, through some of the stuff that I made, people will watch it and they want to go to certain countries that they may not have known about. But I want to encourage people to travel broadly and deeply. And that challenge, I think, kind of made me a better person because it toughened me and it set a goal in my mind that I was able to accomplish. That will be broken. And that will, I will be humbled by somebody who will come along and cut my time in half. What I want my legacy to be are the stories that I've helped communicate through social media and eventually the upcoming book that will reach a wider audience that will inspire people to look at their own lives and look at how they can author happiness in their past and how they can use it in their present and look forward to the future. experiencing a more fruitful and happy existence.
Well, Michael, well said. I want to give the website, folks, you can go check it out, projectcosmos.com, Project Cosmos with a K, and it's got a hyphen there, so project-cosmos.com.
That's
you can also
correct,
go check out the Instagram page as well, at Project Cosmos, and again with a K. Congratulations, Michael.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Pleasure to talk.
Congratulations. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care.
All right, major accomplishment
that is
there by Michael.
Story.
Really happy for him. Again,
mm-hmm.
folks, project-cosmos.com. Go check it out. As we get ready to pause for some quick sponsor messages and our local stations, they can update you during this bottom of the hour break that's about to happen. Next up, it's The Right Stuff. In about 20 minutes, it's the latest museum gallery.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.